You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Unity Talks on LA Talk Radio, where I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh. I know we're supposed to be getting back into dealing with obstacles, and I will do that. What I love to do is make sure that I first be partaker in whatever I'm going to talk on, whatever I'm going to teach, whatever I'm going to preach. I believe that if you're going to say something or you're going to teach something, you have to be first partaker. So soon as I get done going through whatever I have to go through or reach where I have to reach by defeating obstacles, then I will be able to come back and share with you in detail of how to defeat obstacles. But on this show, we're going to deal with balance. This came to me to talk about. We're going to deal with balance. And we got to understand Proverbs 11 and 1. We are a show that will use biblical principles to deal with everyday life issues. And one thing I do know, and I do believe, that some of us actually in this world deal with balancing, how to balance out life and how to balance out our thinking, or balance out our businesses, or balance out our works. Like for me, I'm in the process of looking to place my book at another publishing company, but yet doing the things I have to do for the church, and what I have to do for the podcast, and what I have to do for, we have a nonprofit, Unity of Love Outreach Ministries. So I have to write grants for salaries and write down different people positions. So I got to learn how to balance some things out. I got to balance my time out. I got to know how to balance my attitude out. I got to balance my mind, because you could begin to do so much until you begin to lose identity of what you feel hold dear, near and dear. And it could be a problem where you can't defeat obstacles because you got so much going on at one time in the process of moving and getting new things and learning new ways, establishing foundation in your home and finding the right people you're supposed to be connected to that God leads you to. And then laying off people that God don't need you to have be held on to. So we're gonna dive into this. Proverbs 11 and 1. It says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now we got to understand something. Let's break down these words. The word balance means a pair of scale or an even distribution of weight. So it's a balance, it's a pair of a scale, an even distribution of weight. So you got to understand something. You got a scale, and if you have a scale, the way, if you want to weigh something, back in the day they had a scale, and they wanted to measure the wheat and make sure they're giving you the right measurement of what you're supposed to be getting. They will put it on one side, and it depends on how the scale tips or balances out is going to determine the amount that you're supposed to be getting. So sometimes we got to be able to understand that in our time, we do have a measurement of food. We have something we can measure our food. We have something to measure our weight. We have, which is a scale. We have something to measure our height. So we got to understand we do have scales, and what we do in our life, we have to be able to measure out our life by time. In other words, if what I'm doing, is it going to suffice? Because I'm also working on a second book. And in this second book, I need to get back doing it and finish it. And then I got to set another book that I need to finish. So balancing time and balancing what you have to do, writing down what you have to do and measure it according to a time frame that you put in place for you. And anybody that ever started a business, and anybody that ever started anything from scratch, you do understand, or from ground up, you do understand that it's going to take you time to realize and figure out, how do I manage my own time when I'm not working for somebody else on a 9-to-5, but I'm working for myself because I'm my own boss, right? So you got to learn timing. You got to understand. So when you're dealing with measurement, you're dealing with timing. When you're dealing with measurement with food, you got things that you use that can help you know how to measure the timing of what you need to do. So time is important, but we got to be able to measure our timing. We got to be able to measure how and what we do. We got to be able to know each day how we're going to move and each day how much I'm going to get done with this. I believe one day this week I was dealing with so much important things, preparing for a meeting about my book, and then dealing with something with the church and dealing with this and dealing with that. And I got so serious, so I had to learn how, that day I learned how to take a step back. And then I wrote down everything I need to do, and now I got to go through and write down the timing that I'm going to give to each thing. And not just to people, but to each thing. Because whenever you have a false balance, what happens is you'll put so much on your plate and something you're going to miss, or it's going to be something, watch this, it's going to be something that you end up causing your mind or causing something to fall on the wayside, which means you're not going to be able to get something done. So you got to be able to plan out your days and plan out the hours that you're going to spend on each thing. So when we understand that, we got to be able to focus. Because if a false balance is an abomination, then the word abomination specifically means, watch this, something disgusting. So here's what the writer's saying here, which is Solomon is saying here. He said that it's actually, it's an abomination. It's disgusting to God. Whenever your life is not on track, whenever you go off a track and you're trying to operate and handle everything at one time and understanding that Rome was not built in a day, sometimes we got to take a step back and look and examine. One scripture says, what manner of man of you that's going to build a tower? And I believe Jesus said this. What manner of man of you that's going to build a tower that don't sit down first and count up the cost? So you got to measure if you got enough to be able to finish to the end. You don't want to start something that you cannot finish. Many times we don't reach our goals or accomplish what we need to accomplish is because we're not where we're meant to be. We're not doing what we need to do. What am I saying? We're not actually measuring the time before we start the work. So the work is important, but before you start the work, you got to understand how are you going to have enough time to finish what you need to do. So you got to give enough time period in between what you need to do. So whenever I'm going to balance something, I have to learn how to stop fighting the process, because the process is the understanding of measuring of putting structure or planning. So I have to be able to plan out what I'm going to do. I have to be able to recognize it's 24 hours. In which you got 2 days, you got 24 hours in a day. So that means I have to be able to work a few hours and take a break and go back at it another time other than trying to work it all at one time. And then when you go back and you look at it again, you have messed up something. So that's like learning, typing up grants. I got to be able to sit down and research the grant. I got to pick a time period that I'm going to research. Don't even think about that I'm going to write it. I got to sit down and actually literally begin to examine how I'm going to get this funding by researching within the area that I'm looking for. So what am I saying? What is coming to me to say? That if we don't make sure that we have what we need before we start, you can end up missing something at the end of the road because you're the one that was unprepared. It is such a bad thing when you find somebody that's unprepared. An unprepared person is a dangerous person. Why? It's because eventually they will begin to start blaming someone else, or they will start losing focus on whatever project they're doing and saying it'll never come to life or it'll never prosper. But can I tell you the truth? The reason why it necessarily won't prosper is because either somebody is still just talking about it, somebody is not putting the effort to begin to put the steps in place to begin the work of it, to begin the process of it. Because can I share something with you? Work many times is not the money you bring in with what you bring in. That's the result of the work you've done. But before you get an income coming in, you have to first do the laboring. You have to first understand, even with the pause, you got to understand your audience. You got to understand who you're trying to reach. You got to be able to create an environment that you're not running too fast or you're not moving too slow, but you know how to move at a steady place and at a steady pace. So it is disgusting whenever someone do not have a balance, when someone does not have a direct approach of how they're going to focus or how they're going to build a certain thing. So whenever you're going to do something, you got to be able to balance it. If you're going to say that you love someone, even after all your work you do, some of us get so busy with those that are married. We get so busy, but we don't take time for the ones that we love, your wife or your husband and your children. So one thing that came to me within what I have to do is that one day I have to make sure I take time out for my wife and my children. And then once I have spent time with my children, I need to make sure I make time for my wife. Why? It's because if my first priority is not taken care of, no matter what I build in success into an empire or a multi-million dollar company or become very known in the world, I'm still yet nothing because my house is still lacking. And it's okay. It's possible that you could be a great provider financially, and you could be a great provider by having your letting your kids have everything they have, what they need, and your wife have everything she needs, but you're still absent while you're there. Let's stop right there real quick. You're absent. So you're one-sided in what you give. You're one-sided in what you do. And many of us think, and some people think, not everybody, some people think that what they give and what they do for their family is good enough. Well, I go to work and I work all day long. I work 12-hour shifts. But then you have no time for your children. And then you have no time for your spouse. Let me say it that way. Whether male or female, you have no time for your spouse. So when you don't have time for your spouse and you don't make time for your spouse, then your spouse end up losing faith or losing focus on you. But notice, I didn't say lose love, but lose focus. And then somebody else come in, come in and sneak in and begin to give them the attention that they're looking from you for, but not necessarily what they give, but they're willing to give them attention. And then you lose your children or you lose your family because somebody have stepped out, because you already have stepped out by using your job or what you're doing to build, to cheat or to deceive your family. So we have to be able to balance that out because family is important. Your wife and your children are important. So that's why I had to make sure that no matter what I'm doing and how busy I'm getting, my wife and my children are important. And when I get done dealing with my children, I'm going to bother my wife. And I'm very aggravated in the house. I bother everybody. That's my fun. That's my sanctuary where I'm having fun in the house with my family. I can hit my wife or bother my wife and she get mad. She don't get mad, but it'll leave me alone. But that's the way I'm showing that I'm giving you my time. I'm watching a movie with you. I'm talking with you. I'm stopping whatever I'm doing to listen to you. Why? It's because if I'm just one-sided and just paying bills and all, or I'm just one-sided by giving all my time to you, then I'm false balance because I'm not balancing out myself and what I need to do. So then when I get done, can I share this with you? So I took care of one meeting today, and my wife was with me in the meeting, but she didn't sit by me and answer, say anything, but she was there with me in the meeting. And can I share something with you? Sometimes involved in what you're doing also makes them know that you're still interested in them. So we have an idea of what we want in life, but we got to be able to know how to balance it to create it to be not lacking. Because that's why God says it's disgusting, because it is lacking. And what is lacking is the identity of togetherness or balance. So that's one thing. Then you got to be able to balance your sleep. You got to be able to manage how you sleep. You got to manage how you eat. You got to manage how you move about. You got to manage these things. And the reason why you got to manage these things and balance these things out, Because if you sleep over sleep, the one scripture says sleep brings you to poverty. Or if you don't get enough sleep, then you're drowsy and you're still asleep. Why? It's what, why you're still asleep in this moment. Because now you can't focus because your mind is not resting. So in the way that you eat, your mind got to be rested for you to ready to balance things out. So those are some things that we got to understand that could be disgusting to God. It's because we're not balancing these things out. We're not balancing out exercising. We're not balancing out life itself. So when we don't balance things out, we end up finding ourselves more frustrated and upset. And if you have found yourself upset and frustrated, don't worry. Just take a break. Take a step back. One thing you do, go meditate. I love to meditate. I love to make sure I'm clearing my mind. I'm clearing whatever. Because meditation relaxes you. It gives you to be able to see things that you normally wouldn't have paid attention to because you need time alone. But then I'm about to say this to everyone that served God. Then you need time alone with God. That's why anybody that hear me preach, I constantly say this all the time. It is I find it to be a big problem when everyone all the time, those that keep on speaking every day got a word. God told me. And that'll create a false balance. Why? It's because now you're leaning on so much God said that you feel the pressure that you got to speak. But then you got to be careful when you speak so much and say God said, or God told me and God haven't spoken, because what time is it? What time does God have to deal with you? Because I don't care how anointed you are, no matter who you are, whether you're bishop, apostle, pastor, elder, deacon, prophetess, whoever you are in ministry, evangelist, God is not always speaking to you to be able to always share a word. Sometimes the word that he gives you might not, or it might not be time to share that word, but it's for you to grow in that word, which means the word has to become you. The word has to become reality in your life. That's why I said when I talk about defeating obstacles again, I'm going to make sure that I've already defeated the obstacles I need to defeat, because now it became a reality of how to do it. So now I'm better equipped to help you. I'm better mentally to guide you. I'm better at a place where, because now I know it. I can read a book, I can study words, but if I have not walked in it, then it won't be as effective, because, watch this, it doesn't have no power or merit connected to it. It's because I'm not balanced enough to understand that what I receive is not always go time. It is not always being slow to it. Many times it's being patient and waiting for the appointed time. There's some things that God has spoken to me, and I haven't shared it yet. Because watch this, I'm watching it, I'm making sure that the word that came to me is not just of myself, it's not of God, and it's of God, or it's of the devil. So I got to be sure, where is it coming from? Or is it coming from my reality of what I see going on in my life? For instance, I was about to speak on the situation with the young lady at church, and as I'm about to get ready to speak on the situation with the young lady at the church and was going to talk about how that's out of line with God and this is wrong and show through scripture, God didn't have to show me this. And this is where I understand what older preachers talk about maturity, balancing, understanding with balance that everything is not meant to be spoken on just because it's shown, or it's shown to be bad in our eyes, or it's shown to be good in God's eyes. Now, when God releases me to say something, then I will say something. Because, and I was going to talk about how the Pharisees, what they did with the young lady that got caught in the very act of adultery. But that wouldn't have been my place. And because I didn't do it, and I began to examine the situation, if I'd have been examined and looked on each side, I left it alone. Why? It's because what happens is, whenever you have a balance in life, you know that it ain't your time to speak. Just because you anointed and just because you have a sense of truth does not mean you have the reality of operating in truth. Can I share something? See, there's a difference speaking truth and operating in truth. when I operate in truth, whatever I speak out of my mouth comes from my example, not necessarily what I feel and think. And then I got to realize something else. Even though it's my example, am I mature enough to be able to say, well, this is not my battle, it's God's battle. And some of us got to understand, we can take on things that God didn't give us to take on. So we begin to stand on one side, and then others stand on another side, and it makes it off. It takes the scale and make the scale off balance. And whenever something is off balance, it creates a ripple effect in the earth that now what's being left out is people that are in sin or in error cannot change or turn around, because we're always trying to remove the beam or the mote that's in our brother eye without first removing our own. So in order to be effective, you have to be a balance. Now, everybody have their own perspective of what they're saying about what's going on. But can I share some of you? God's perspective is the only thing that matters. God's attitude is the only thing that matters. He has a heaven and hell to put everyone in. So we have to be able to balance out how we live. We can't do too much of fun, because too much fun can become a distraction. We can't have too much crying, because too much crying can become a pity party, and you still can't move in life. You can't ever get up and grow. You got somebody that love to party every night, versus, and then you got somebody that love to cry and complain and murmur all the time. What happens is, what you don't understand, that you need both at the same time. You need to be able to have work and play. But then it comes a time that you have to balance it. For instance, I'm speaking for something God gave me. God gave me a couple weeks ago. I'm not like everyone else. I can't do what everybody else do and expect for God to move on my head. Now, that doesn't mean that that's your place where God would do, but there's some things that I cannot do. And just because I can't do it don't mean that you shouldn't. It just means that I know that I can't do it. So don't try to pull me in your mess. So what happens is, I have to balance out understanding who to let in. I believe in Ecclesiastes, it says it's a time of embracing. It's a time it's a time that you don't embrace. There's a time to pull in. There's a time to push out. There's nothing wrong when it's time to let go of things. You got to know when there's a balance. You got to know what season you're in. You got to know what time and hour you're in. You even got to know the minute and the second you're in. And you got to measure it correctly. You got to use wisdom to correct it, to understand it. So that's where we have to change our identity of who I am and change it into what I am doing. Because if it's not going to benefit the purpose that God has given me, then I have no business doing it, because I can't balance. I can't straddle the fence. I can't serve two masters. I got to love one and hate the other. I cannot try to gain my life, but yet say I'm losing my life. Because if a person need to be saved, are we saving them? Are we seeking to redeem them from the hands of the enemy? And then are we helping them redeem themselves from the hands of themselves? We have to balance out timing. We got to balance out what we do and how we do it. Why? It's because if we are in a place and we find somebody in a downward state, downfall, we that are whole, them are supposed to restore such a one. So we're dealing with balance. And when we're dealing with understanding how to manage time, how to deal with family, how to make sure, because most preachers get so busy in ministry that they throw their kids away. And then their kids don't want to have nothing to do with ministry because you're so busy to really show them what it means. And so, a false balance. And you can spend all your time being angry, but then you miss peace, or you miss joy, you miss happiness. You miss love, you miss life, because you are balanced on one side. You're a false balance because you're not equal to anything. You're not even equal to the will of God and the way of God, because you have gone out to receive your own selves. So, if a false balance is an abomination unto the Lord, but a just weight is the delight. Delight means desire or acceptable. I mean, God accepts this. So we have to go ask God, what we're doing, is it pleasing in your eyes? Is it pleasing? Because I can be moving, but I haven't learned how to relax and sit back. And I'm not talking about vacations. I'm talking about going to pray. Jesus himself took breaks when he got done doing the work to go pray to himself. Are we doing this now? Are we setting aside to make sure that we're whole? Because we're not benefiting people if we're drained and we're burnt out. Because we got to be able to balance it. So, whenever there's a false balance, you're going to find turmoil. You're going to find dysfunction. The Bible says it this way. A house divided cannot stand. So if your house is divided, you need to find why my house is divided. Because if it's divided, it is a false balance. It's a balance that's not subject, neither will it ever be, the will of God when a house is divided. That's why the Bible says, if a man cannot take care of his own house, he's worse than an infidel. So if you can't be a bishop, if you can't take care of your own house, which means your house have to have a balance in it. Your house has to have an understanding in it that, one, we got to establish a strong foundation that this is God's house. I told my wife the other day we was talking, and I said, baby, I want God to be the head of our house. I want Jesus to be the chief cornerstone. And I'm teaching my kids how to pray. I'm teaching my kids the word. So with me doing that, our youngest daughter came to me, and I had her pray. She woke up because she was not up with all the others. I have them tell each other they love each other. I have them pray, have one pray. And then what I do, I take me and my youngest daughter begin to pray a certain way. But she prayed to the Holy Ghost, which, and it was so an honor that she prayed to the Holy Ghost for the Holy Ghost to be able to lead and guide our house and to protect certain things. Some other things she prayed that we haven't talked to them about. So we got to be able to balance it. Because a false balance is an abomination. Houses are not balanced. Churches are not balanced. We see a great falling away because there's no balance. There's no balance, and we don't see balance. And without balance, we're not going to be able to reach the mountaintop that we can shine for the world to see. People are crying for the church of Jesus because they're looking for that righteous way that actually changes with power. Not this gimmick that with all the fun and all the shouting. Now, hear me what I'm about to say. I'm not against shouting. I am not against praising God because I went and studied. And it's talking about extol. And extolling means praise, which means I'm lifting, or it also means to be lifted up, lift up Jesus, lift up God. And I believe that we should, because he's a good God. Jesus is an amazing Lord and Savior. The Holy Ghost is amazing protector and God and bring back to remembrance. I believe that we should. I believe that we should honor the leaders that live upright and do right. I believe that. But I also believe that we need to first pay attention and honor the way of living right before we shout. We need to honor the way of saving souls before we dance. We need to be able to rightly divide the word of truth before we preach. We need to be able to set the devil and have him flee before, watch this, before we start saying our rebuke. We got to realize that none of us are better than one another, but you shouldn't be stealing from each other either. It's a shame that we should come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we come together and love one another, and not because of who I know and the excitement, but I recognize the anointing. There's a prophet God gave me to reach out to. God told me to reach out to him and told me to invite him on the last Friday of January. Because we were supposed to begin having Friday nights, a once a month or twice a month Friday night revival. And God told me to reach out to this prophet, to reach out to him and ask him, can he come preach? He said, we got to get to know each other first. Now, the red flag that I have now, I won't ever bring him in to preach. And so I'm going to say, why not? Because a true prophet, I don't have to know you. I know the spirit. And I have connected with a lot of people and I don't know them. But when God tells me to do something, I bring them, not because I know you and not because I've seen your power. I never heard him preach. I never heard anything. But I know what God told me to do. And some of us got to realize that a false balance is when we got to know the person before we know the soul, know the spirit. If I don't know the spirit, then even if I know the person and I'm friends with you, just because you're my friend don't mean I'll ever bring you to Unity Ministries. Just because I know you and I like you doesn't mean I will bring you if God didn't tell me. You could be a complete stranger and God told me to reach out to you because I seen your spirit, because God told me to bring you, because he allowed me to see deep into your soul. Which means I have to balance me and I have to balance spiritually. So, and then you got to understand something. Some of us keep recycling the same preachers because they sound good and feel good, but the power of God is not there. We want the excitement, but we don't want the life that comes with it. Sound doctrine is not excitement. Can I share this with you? Sound doctrine is not excitement. It's not excitement. So no matter how you get excited, that doesn't mean that you're literally hearing sound doctrine. So let us not grow weary. Now hear this. Let us run with patience. We got to be able to run and not get weary. Many of us get weary because we're doing too much. I listened to a preacher on TikTok and he went live. And he said that God said, I'll make you rich and add of no sorrow. That's scripture. And many times he said many of us get frustrated and add sorrow, and we get sorrowful because did God tell us to do it or did we do it on our own? And if we did it on our own, we tried to help God out. Let us stop, because God knows how to balance us. And if we let him lead us, we'll be a great people. So, this is today's show. This is Unity Talks. I'm Apostle Pharaoh. And we're on LA Talk Radio. We love you. We thank you for coming in and tuning in. Again, if you got any topics, if you want to be a guest on the show, email me at pharaohalfred12@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to get back to you at my earliest convenience. Again, the email is pharaohalfred12@gmail.com. And I'll get back to you with my earliest convenience. If you have a topic you want to talk about, we will be sure. We'll love to have you. We'll send a link. You don't have to come into the studio. We'll send you a link that you can link up on the show when it's time for the show. And we'll love to have you. I would love your perspective, because I don't believe that one person have it all, and I don't believe I know it all. I believe God has all the answers. I believe Jesus is the answer, and I believe the Holy Ghost guide us in the answer. But I do believe that us as a people can listen to one another and reason with one another other than fight one another, for we'll know how to balance each other. Because some of us need to be a balance to each other. Listen, well, I love you. God bless you. This is Unity Talks. Until next time.
You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.